Rebecca by Cynthia L. Hollin. The story of Rebecca's betrothal to Isaac can teach us principles for establishing eternal covenant relationships. The Lord cares deeply about the preparation for marriage of His sons and daughters. Although wedding customs vary in different nations, cultures, and situations, President Gordon B. Hinckley has counseled us to select our marriage companions carefully and wisely. As is evident in this story, the Lord blesses those who desire to build an eternal family. I will draw water for thy camels. Abraham recognized the Lord had a plan for him and his family because the Lord had promised, "I will make of thee a great nation, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." See Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 through 3. An essential part of fulfilling that plan was to find a righteous wife for his son Isaac. Having faith in the word of the Lord, see Genesis 24, verse 7, Abraham entrusted this matter to Eleazar, the eldest servant of his house, Genesis chapter 15, verse 2, and chapter 24, verse 2. Even when his servant questioned how this might be accomplished, see Genesis 24, verse 5, Abraham assured him the Lord would guide him to success, see Genesis chapter 24, verse 7, and verse 40. As Eleazar approached the city of Nahor in Haran, he prayerfully submitted a plan to the Lord for identifying an appropriate young woman. See Genesis chapter 24, verses 12 through 14, and verses 42 through 44. He proposed that whoever would kindly agree to get water from the well for himself and his animals would be the right person for Isaac. Rebecca came with her pitcher upon her shoulder. Genesis chapter 24, verse 15. Abraham's servant had prayed for a maiden who would bring a dowry of kindness to the Abrahamic family. See Genesis chapter 24, verse 14. At the well, he met a personification of Christ-like charity and consideration. She was not only a dutiful daughter who diligently performed the daily work of retrieving water for family and the livestock, she was also willing to perform this arduous task for a stranger. See Genesis chapter 24, verses 18 through 20. She did not know she was serving a man who would lead her to her future husband, yet upon his request, she extended both water and generous hospitality, saying, "We have both straw and provender, food for animals, enough, and room to lodge in." Genesis chapter 24, verses 23 through 25. She serves selflessly, reminding us that one of the best presents each partner can bring to the wedding altar is the gift of charity. The thing proceedeth from the Lord. In response to her generosity, and knowing that the Lord had answered his prayer, the servant of Abraham placed some jewelry upon Rebecca. See Genesis chapter 24, verse 22. She might have understood this gesture to indicate this man wanted her to marry someone, for in ancient Hebrew custom, when a man wished to enter into a betrothal commitment, he would enlist a friend or a legal representative to present gifts to the hoped-for bride. Rebecca ran and told them of her mother's house these things. Genesis chapter 24, verse 28. Abraham's servant followed her, and upon meeting her family, he explained his matrimonial errand. See Genesis chapter 24, verses 33 through 49. They listened and were touched by the Spirit of the Lord. See Genesis chapter 24, verses 50 through 51. When Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. Genesis chapter 24, verse 52. But would Rebecca go? "Wilt thou go with this man?" her family asked. The scripture simply records her trusting reply, "I will go." Genesis chapter 24, verse 58. See also 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. Rebecca was ready when called to build the Lord's kingdom as a wife and mother. The faith of Abraham, his servant, and Rebecca and her family remind us that faith in God is essential in all things, including finding a spouse and preparing for marriage and family life. Jewels of gold and raiment. It was customary for the bridegroom to also give gifts to the bride's family. Thus the servant of Abraham gave Rebecca's brother and to her mother precious things. Genesis chapter 24, verse 53. The acceptance of gifts by Rebecca and her family confirmed the betrothal and commitment to the proposed union. Betrothed couples then entered an engagement period when they were to demonstrate a commitment to their betrothal covenant through honesty and self-control. Similarly, the proven ability of a potential marriage partner today to keep baptismal, priesthood, or temple covenants shows that that person is honorable before God and others. She took a veil. After a long journey, Eleazar, Rebekah, and those who traveled with them arrived in the land of Canaan to meet Isaac. Rebekah had a character trait that showed her readiness for a covenant marriage. When she saw Isaac, she took a veil and covered herself. Genesis chapter 24, verses 64 through 65. It was common for unmarried women in Rebekah's day to go about in public with their faces unveiled. So when Rebekah put on a veil, it was a sign of her virtue, reverence, humility, and modesty, and showed respect for her future spouse. Similarly, those who enter marriage today, both men and women, need the qualities of character Rebekah showed in this simple but dignified act. The Great Day of the Lord. Rebekah's charity, faith in God, commitment to covenants, and virtue enabled her to consecrate her life to the Lord and His plan. Her example can help guide us toward marriage within the Lord's covenant, and can also be applied to preparing for the coming of the great bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, at His second coming. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verse 10. For example, of charity, the Savior taught that whosoever shall give to drink a cup of cold water to others will in no wise lose their reward. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42. The Lord counseled, "Be faithful, praying always, having your lamps trimmed and burning, and oil with you, that you may be ready at the coming of the bridegroom." Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verse 17. We help to prepare our lamps by exercising faith in God in our daily decisions. The psalmist asked, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place?" Answering, he wrote, "He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully." Psalms chapter 24, verses 3 through 4. Commitment to sacred covenants is requisite for abiding His presence at His coming, when every knee shall bow in humble reverence before the Savior. See Isaiah chapter 45, verse 23. In choosing goodness, Rebekah became an example of charity, faith in God, commitment, and reverence. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles has counseled, "If you are single and haven't identified a solid prospect for celestial marriage, live for it, pray for it, expect it in the timetable of the Lord. Do not compromise your standards in any way that would rule out that blessing on this or the other side of the veil." Further, Rebekah's story encourages us to awake and arise and go forth to meet the bridegroom. Prepare yourselves for the great day of the Lord. Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verse 10. Note, Cynthia L. Holland is a member of the Grove Creek 8th Ward, Pleasant Grove, Utah Grove Creek Stake. End of note. End of the article, Rebekah, by Cynthia L. Holland.